Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for staying with us. Chuck Martin is our guest. His book is called The Third Screen. It's brand new, folks. You got to check it out. You got to have this. You need to understand. If you'll buy this book and read it, you will. I promise you. If you need more sales, if you'll follow the instructions, if you'll do what Chuck tells you to do, you will get more sales. I promise you. Chuck, thanks again for hanging out with us. Good. Congratulations on the book.
Wrap this
idea of mobile up for us in a bow and in a box and put, and in a package and put a bow on it for us. How do we wrap this up?
Okay, here are some things for a small business to do that are free, but they can find out basically where they stand. What they should do is take their smartphone. If they don't have a smartphone, borrow somebody else's smartphone. They really, if they've got a business,
I'm sorry, Chuck. This is what I tell them. If you don't have a smartphone, don't let the sun set on you without owning one.
Okay, I agree.
There's no way you can know what your customers are doing if you're not experiencing the same thing. If you're a small business owner, I'm sorry, Chuck, I get excited about this. If you're a small business owner and you don't have a smartphone, you're not competitive. That's all there is to it. I'm through now. Go ahead.
And by a smartphone, I mean a current smartphone. I don't mean a five-year-old BlackBerry or an Apple 3. That's really not where it's at today.
I don't care if you have to pay $200 for it. Go get it right now.
Yeah, that they're all being subsidized by the carrier, so it's not a big deal. It's a couple hundred dollars max. But take a look at Android, take a look at Apple. You may want to take a look at some of the newer BlackBerry things, although their market share is down. Take a look at the new Windows phone, which is pretty hot right now, actually. That's actually projected to be the number three phone in the country in a few years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty big deal. Actually, number two, not number three. The other thing they should do, take the phone and leave your business, whatever it is, whether it's a retailer, whether it's a service business, whatever, and then go look at that business look at your own business from your phone as if as a customer would look at that same business.
Right.
And do the searches, do the what do I want to know about this customer, look at competitors. Then, and this is different, look at how other companies are treating the customer. So you check some apps like Yelp, Y-E-L-P, that's one to check. Another one is Poynt, P-O-Y-N-T. Another one is Foursquare, which is the location-based service. And use those three just as an example. Do a search on Yelp, do a search on Poynt, and do a location on Foursquare, and look how your company is being portrayed. Because someone has written something about your company, guaranteed. If not, you're in really serious trouble. Mm-hmm. Look at how people are rating your company. Are they rating your products, your services? What are they saying about it? And then if you've got positive information on that, start to use that in your marketing. And when you're looking at Foursquare, you can, for very small amounts of investment, put marketing messages near your competitors. So when someone using Foursquare checks in with their smartphone, they simply say, check in, I'm here at Starbucks. They get a little message that says, oh, go check such and such, it's less than a mile away, and if you mention that you saw this on Foursquare, we'll give you a 10% off today. So what you're doing is you're acquiring new customers.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all low-cost or free ways to look at mobile and look at your business via the mobile mindset.
If you live anywhere where there are people who come to your area for ball games or any kind of activities, they're from somewhere else, they're using mobile like crazy, and they'll drop in, they'll spend money with you, they probably won't haggle over the price, and they'll go away, and maybe they'll tell their friends who are coming the next week. But the thing is this is a whole lot of a brand new business that you didn't have before, and those people are using mobile, aren't they? More than your local customers are.
Oh, dramatically. In shopping, I mean, half the people shopping with smartphones are using mobile. So if you're not plugged into that environment, you're missing an enormous potential of the marketplace. And that's a high risk. The other thing is, if you're being promoted by any of these other social services, location services like Yelp, Foursquare, whatever, promote that in your location. Say, check us out on Yelp. That costs you nothing to do.
Absolutely.
And they're written by your customers. So if you like us, go rate us on Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
And then your customers, your best customers, are promoting the quality and the benefits of your business as opposed to you having to promote it yourself.
Right, absolutely. Hey, Chuck, give us the website again, please.
MobileFutureInstitute.com. If anybody wants to write to me directly, I'm at Chuck@MobileFutureInstitute.com. I do actually read all my email on my phone as well as on my computer.
He drinks his own Kool-Aid, folks. And the book is called The Third Screen. That's available wherever books are sold, right?
Correct.
Hey, Chuck, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Great to be here. Thanks, Jim.
I told you we'd get smarter when Chuck joined us, and I was right, wasn't I? I'm always right, aren't I? I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.